all, and welcome to episode 3 of the Bruce Bearcast. In the last episode, we looked at the idea of continuous improvement. Things also changed again since our last Bearcast. After the holiday break, we were back on remote learning for another week. The last few years have thrown some major curveballs into everyone's lives. That's why this episode is dedicated to the idea of going with the flow. This idea reminds me of a great quote that I like to live life by. Nothing is set in stone, things change all the time. Tides change, feelings change, perspectives change. Don't worry, just go with the flow. When you go with the flow, you'll find yourself thinking more positively, which is a powerful life tool. As Taylor Swift said, shake it off. Great advice, but I'm a little old for T-Swift, so I'll use a quote from my day. Might as well jump. When Van Halen wrote these lyrics in the great year of 1984, they found the essence of what go with the flow means. There's my Mr. B rant for this episode. Let's move on to our student guest and co-host for this episode, Bishop. How's it going, Bishop?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing very well, actually. I'm glad that we're somewhat back to normal again.
Yeah.
How did it feel having to go back to remote after the holiday break?
It did not feel great. Grade 6, grade 7, we were in remote learning, and I couldn't see my friends. I didn't have any human contact, and that just made me feel a bit down. And then after the holiday break, it happened again, and that just made my sadness go even more down, which isn't that good. But the technical difficulties and everything like that just sucked, so I'm really happy to be back.
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer when we thought, hey, we're good, and then all of a sudden that happened again, and it did bring people down for sure. Do you think that the pandemic has allowed you to be able to have a more go-with-the-flow attitude?
Yeah, it has. I had to follow the rules, obviously, getting your vaccine isn't a rule, but you should, that's my opinion. But yeah, following the government's rules, I'm just like, okay, I'll have to go with the flow until COVID is all over. So yeah, it has.
Do you think that this will allow you to handle other situations, maybe not as bad as what the pandemic has created, but allow you to kind of go with the flow a little bit more with wiping it off your shoulders and just going with whatever?
Yeah, the pandemic has definitely made me have more go with the flow attitude to things like that.
That's good. And was it fun to be able to have an event like our Olympic weeks again?
Yeah, that was really fun. I was in Team Canada. We won, yay. We haven't had like a fun thing happen in school, or a big, huge, fun event in school for a very long time. So this was a very nice change.
Yeah, and it was fun to see all the kids having fun, playing for the countries, and just enjoying time together in the gym and the competition. It was really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to grab someone from Bishop's class in grade 8 to interview.
Fun.
And we'll come back with that person.
Yes.
Sweet.
We are back with Bishop and his guest from grade 8, Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a few questions to ask you. The first one is, how has the pandemic affected you so far?
Well, in grade 6, that was when the pandemic started. It was my first year in middle school. Then the other half of the year, we had to go to remote learning, and everyone was like, confused and all the things like that. And then in grade 7, like half of the year was remote learning and half of it was at school, but then we also did switching days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Second one is, how do you feel about remote learning?
At first, we all struggled with it, but then as we got into the routine of doing remote learning over and over again, it was getting easier to like navigate throughout.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my third and final question is, what do you feel about school, and do you like school?
I love school. Everyone I know that I tell that I love school, they're like, how do you love school? I hate school. Like, people just don't understand how much I love school.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, thanks for your time, Anne.
You're welcome.
That's it from me for now, folks. Have a wonderful day. See you again soon.
All right, my friends, welcome back. Right now, we have a very special guest and guests from the upcoming production of Lion King, Bailey.
Hi, I'm Bailey, and I'm playing Timon in our upcoming production of The Lion King Jr. I'm here with Arlie and Nico.
Hello.
Hi.
So, what characters are you playing?
I'm playing young Simba.
And I'm playing older Simba.
Do you guys like your role so far?
Yeah, it's really fun. Takes a lot of dedication.
Well, I don't know because I haven't gone to start doing anything yet.
Ha. Huh. Okay, sorry.
So, how are rehearsals going so far?
Pretty good. I've purposely fallen down the stairs a bunch of times, so that's fun.
Yep.
Do you think you'll be ready for the show?
I hope so, probably. But, like, there's always the chance that I'm not. So...
You'll be fine. You're the good Simba. Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think plays the better Simba? And why?
Better Simba. Obviously. Because I have a better... Why can't I think of anything right now? Oh my god, okay, you go first.
Okay, but like, I'm the better Simba because you run away. But I get hit with a stick and then I go back. And then I get revenge.
Yeah, because
you send me as bait.
I'm young.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
You send me as bait.
Yeah, you and Adam get to sing the Luau Hawaiian treat.
So, Arlie, why do you think you're better?
Well, I didn't know any better not to run away. And because you're wiser, you came back. Plus, I made really good friends, like... Timon and Pumbaa.
Oh, yeah, but I took those friends and threw them in front of the enemy.
That's not a good thing.
It's so great.
Okay. What do you guys think of the person that's playing Timon?
I don't know. Her voice is kind of squeaky.
Kind of screechy, but
like she's short. Pretty good. I think she'll get better.
Yeah. Just
maybe.
Like a, what is it? Oh, no, it's not a weasel. It's
a weasel.
What's Timon?
A groundhog? Dog. Maybe? I don't know. I don't know what Timon
dog.
Is.
Same thing.
A lemur.
Oh.
A lemur?
I
think it's a lemur.
No, there's no way.
I think it's a lemur. It's a lemur.
That's something new.
It swear
does
it
not
a lemur.
Look like a lemur.
I know.
It looks like a prairie dog.
Yeah, I was thinking it was a prairie dog.
It's not a prairie dog.
Then what is it?
I'm positive.
She just
it's
said
a
it was
lemur.
A lemur.
Let's look up what Timon actually is and we'll come back to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta put your past behind you. Look, kid. Bad things happen and you can't do anything about it, right? Wrong. When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on them.
I'm back with these fabulous actors and we figured it out.
Maybe.
What is Timon?
Yeah.
A meerkat.
A meerkat. Do you know what a meerkat is?
Sure.
It's a cat that is meer.
Yep.
True. It is a cat that is
best
meer.
Best definition.
It looks like a squirrel to me.
But
it's
like, we know, we me and Simba knew what Timon was better
you,
than
you're
Timon.
Simba
yeah.
too.
Yeah, me
you
and Simba.
Simba's.
Simba and Simba.
Simba's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. The Simbas are better, knew who Timon was better than Timon.
And what's Pumbaa?
Yeah.
Pumbaa warthog. Is a warthog.
You said a pig and a lizard.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Who plays Pumbaa?
Adam.
Adam.
We should have Adam come in here next time.
We can go get him.
He's right across the hall.
Do we really need him next time?
We'll go get him right now across the hall. We'll ask him some questions.
Okay, wait, I have no idea what class he is.
Right
across the hall.
I can get him.
Adam!
When he was a young warthog.
I'm not seeing you.
Here is Adam. We should have actually included you in this one in the first place anyway.
Yeah.
So now we have...
just the four best characters.
I called you a lizard.
We,
we have the four best characters.
And a pig.
Well, actually, I called your character
a lizard.
I didn't call you specifically a lizard.
That's good. I don't
We have two Simbas, a Timon,
and a Pumbaa.
Yeah.
And Timon's been running this one, but...
go me.
How do you feel about this play?
Also, we apparently know who Timon is better.
Yeah, we know Timon better than...
What is Timon?
A meerkat. Yeah. Which is a cat that is Mir.
How are you feeling about this?
Scared.
Still need some practice time?
Oh, yeah.
It's not for a while, so you guys have
it's in, like, the amount of time until my birthday, I think. A month earlier. Never mind.
The show's in May.
Exactly.
And you're going in June?
No.
And now we have Adam here, who's playing who again, Adam?
I'm playing Pumbaa.
Nice. How do you feel about Pumbaa's role?
I like the role. It's, like... I feel like it's, I don't know, it's just like funny and kind of, I don't know, it's just like a fun role to play.
Why is he better at explaining than all of us?
Okay, but literally. Who is the better Simba?
The better, oh.
Young Simba.
I can't decide because first of all, I don't even know you, but then you've been my friend for so many years.
Yeah,
because
I'm more friendlier. That's how it works.
Sure. I'm more friendly.
Podcast jokes. You're supposed to say
I'm not saying it with you.
You're supposed to
I laugh at the end with you.
No.
I don't. Okay, fine. Three, two.
Podcast jokes for Sarah.
You're supposed to say it with me. What's your problem?
Three, two, one.
Podcast jokes for Sarah and Cadence to laugh at it in their middle school reunion.
Part two. And you suck.
Woo!
Yeah, part two. Ooh, look at that tree.
I don't trust those trees. They seem kind of shady.
You sound like my mom. Also, my mom is really mad at the fact that I have no sense of direction. So I packed all my stuff and write. Get it? Because I...
Left. Yes, we all get it, Sarah.
She's going to bury me one day.
The graveyards always look overcrowded. People must be dying to get in.
I pray that doesn't happen. Speaking of praying, how does a taco say grace? Let us pray.
Great joke. I might die while swimming with the sharks.
Isn't that expensive? Also, that's kind of out of topic and random.
You think swimming with the sharks is expensive? Swimming with the sharks cost me an arm and a leg, but now I'm one of them.
Sorry, but I ate some shark thighs yesterday. You should try it out. It's pretty good. You want a box for my leftovers?
No, but I'll wrestle you for them.
Wrestling? Well, shout out to my fingers then, because I can always count all of them. But I ate one of them yesterday.
You ate your finger? I'm on a seafood diet. I seafood and I eat it. Here's some Kleenex for your eaten finger.
How do you make, speaking of Kleenex, how do you make a Kleenex dance? You put a little boogie on it.
Best joke yet, Sarah.
Thank you. Yeah, also, I'm nominated for first person to eat their own finger award.
That sounds appropriate for you. Did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke? He just won a Nobel Prize. Get it?
You're so funny.
Yeah. Okay. Last, but our favorite joke.
What sound does a monkey make when it explodes? In 3, 2, 1.
Ba-boom!
And that's it, Bruce.